This is the 919 Beer Podcast, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Now, here are your hosts for the 919 Beer Podcast, Joe Ovius, Adam Eschbaugh, and Wayne Holt.
It's the 919 Beer Podcast. Joe Ovius from 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh, North Carolina. Adam Eschbaugh and Wayne Holt from 919 Beer. And today, as our pandemic tour continues, we're at the pharmacy in Cary. Big shout out to Tyler Watt for letting us record today. We're going to check in with AMB in a little bit. But before we do that, are you capable of talking after the burger?
Usually after I have one of these, and I've been having one about once a week for the last 6 or 8 weeks. Usually I just head straight onto the house.
snap time.
Put my feet up on something and just go ahead and get me a little power nap.
So Tyler, again, thanks for letting us hang out at your spot.
Happy to have you.
So let's talk about government cheeseburger. Okay. What it went from?
We went from Postmaster to government cheeseburger in late March.
Okay.
And it was purely driven from the pandemic. We saw that the Postmaster food, while delicious, just wasn't translating well to go. So we realized this burger. The burger was something special that we were doing, and we kind of built this concept around it and have had some great success with it so far.
So when you say that the Postmaster was not translating well to takeout, like how?
Certain foods just don't do well when you want to carry them 10 minutes down the road, 20 minutes down the road. Okay. They don't reheat well in the oven. So a lot of what we were doing was super fresh, made to be consumed right there in the restaurant.
Okay.
And when you put a beautiful steak into a to-go container and 10 minutes later, it's not as beautiful. But these burgers were just able to be packaged and presented, and it's been a game changer for us.
And the burger was already on the menu?
The burger was on the menu as a once-a-week special.
Okay.
It was one of our most popular nights, and people were coming in for it, so it allowed us to move forward.
I could see why, man. Two patties. So you can have the burger to order. So this had a name to it. What was the name to it?
So we have a couple specialty burgers. What we had today was the Bacon Master. It's 2 third-pound patties, house government cheese, special sauce, bacon, and then the pickled green tomato. So it's a big burger, and like Wayne said, it's a nap burger. Eat one, go take a nap.
That pickled green tomato, I think, just kind of put me over the top with like everything that was going on. Like everything's delicious, but then that combo with that pickled green tomato, just it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's what Tyler and I were talking about earlier as I was devouring it. It's that nice little bit of tartness.
Yes.
That it wasn't. Yes. It wasn't all just that like all that savory bacon and beef and cheese. It was sauce, something to kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah, totally. So we do that one. We do a couple other ones. We do a patty melt style. Mm-hmm. All the buns and bread are union special. And then we have a Troy burger, which is kind of our basic burger. It's named after a patron who came in and only ever wanted it kind of plain. So it's kind of your plain, and then you can kind of add on from there. We do wings. We do salads. We do about a weekly special that rotates between collaborations with other local business owners. It's been a lot of fun so far.
It'd be nice to be able to try some of those wings today.
Yeah, oh, seriously, guys?
I did leave the wings at home. I'm sorry, at the restaurant,
seriously?
Unfortunately.
And Adam, shame on you for making Wayne be the one to ask that.
Shame on you. So about the burger. So typically, this is the first time I've had this particular burger because I'm a purist. And when I find something that I like, and especially when it's the two patties with the lettuce and the pickles. And so you're, what do you call it, the classic?
That's the classic.
It's hard for me to leave that. And it's funny because I've been there with several different people, and I told these guys, I said, look, if you have a choice, make sure you get the classic. But I've been there with several people, and they'll go somewhere else. And one time somebody wanted to, they weren't very hungry, so they ordered off the kids' menu. And I'm sitting there with, like, the juice is dripping down my forearms.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sitting there with that kids' burger, which they said was good, but they could see mine, and they're just like, why did I do this? And then another time somebody got the patty melt, and they'd already had the classic, and they're like, patty melt's good, but I wish I'd have done this. It was burger envy, and I've been down here now for 2.5, almost 3 years, living in downtown Cary. And Crosstown has a great burger. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
Crosstown's burger is completely different than what you're doing. And I've said for a long time, if somebody just had a really good burger and a really good hot dog joint down here, I think it would do great. Well, I think you've proven that the burger concept will do great down here. And it's not a basic burger, don't get me wrong. And it's not going to Corbett's, which is another place I love their burgers. And their burgers are, you know, $4. It's not a $4 burger. But it's also, I mean, when Ashley Christensen comes down, has your burger and reviews it and just, you know, is going off about how great it is, and that speaks volumes for what it is. Because she's, you know, she's pretty well known for doing good stuff.
I've heard of her.
Yeah.
She was nice enough to re-gram us one day with after she came in and enjoyed. And, it's a nice little boost. It definitely she carries a little weight, for sure.
At the very least, people should thank Ashley Christensen for bringing New York prices to Raleigh.
Wow.
No, I mean that. I actually mean that in all sincerity. If you want good food, if you want to step up as a city and have this kind of stuff, there's a cost associated with it. Because quality ingredients and quality work comes at a price.
And quality rent.
So when people scoff at this idea, like, oh my God, this is like a really expensive burger, I'm like, yeah, but this isn't any burger.
Right.
So you have to get over that a burger should cost X amount. So I know how people might view that statement as a little cynical, but I'm not being cynical. Raleigh needed somebody to trailblaze on certain concepts to bring to Raleigh, and cost going up is certainly one of them.
It just felt a little like one of your NC State comments. That's all. It felt a little cynical.
Really?
Why do you hate NC State, Joe?
The football season hasn't even started yet.
And you're already hating on things.
And NC State's even delayed a couple of weeks because, you know.
Oh, things. Typical NC State, right?
Things.
Go ahead, Joe.
NC State stuff. NC State stuff.
Tyler, what's... So, I have to use the word pivot. So this is your pivot for the spring. But what's the plan? Like, this is obviously successful for these unprecedented times. That's one. What are you looking like in the future? Is Postmaster just like, hey, remember we had that cool little restaurant downtown Cary, and now this?
We don't speak of that.
No, you know, I mean, to be truthful, it's a very unknown forward look. We are just now starting to decide to open up some indoor seating down at the restaurant. So that's kind of our next step. You know, we've kind of just been following in line with the phases. You know, it is an unknown. We're not 100% sure. I think what we'd love to see is a little bit of a mixture of both ideas, both concepts, where we can go back to making some really creative, locally grown, awesome food, while also still kind of retaining some of the vibe and feel and food that we're doing at Government Cheeseburger.
So you're technically still, business-wise, known as Postmaster.
Correct.
But everything... It's not even a DBA. It's just, screw it. It's 2020. We're changing everything.
It's a pop-up.
Instagram,
we're
everything. Pop-up.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So it's a pop-up within the walls of...
Correct.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on here was not just to taste the food, but just to talk about, like, I've always said, like, you're a friend of mine that's, like, unassuming in your business sense. First time you and I met, we were all drinking beer, and you don't really take people too seriously when you're just hammering back beers down at Busy Bee. But, I mean, you've done some really unique things with pharmacy and now with Government Cheeseburger, and I wanted to talk to you just kind of about, like...
Cool, well, thank you.
What made you come up with it, obviously, and then where you're going with it, so...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think right now what we're really happy about is the quality of food coming out, and again, we haven't taken any of the quality off of what we were doing at Postmaster. We're just making a different style of food. So, you know, like I said, we're getting Union Special bread, so super good bread. Brasstown beef, so local beef. You know, I mean, we're still continuing to do that. All of our vegetables, the pickled green tomatoes that we're talking about, they're all purchased through local farmers. So we're still keeping that aspect to it. So we're super proud of what we've been able to do on that. The other thing is, in just these unprecedented times,
too,
is...
I'm going to mute both of you.
Is the opportunity that we actually get to keep these people employed. We have a lot of employees down there. We're trying to take care of them, trying to make sure they're living well. And that's important for what we're doing down the street, for sure.
Yeah, well, like I said, a lot of respect for that. And just to reiterate what you said, like, it is high quality. A lot of it is local ingredients that just kind of, like, that's... It just fits with you and your personality, and that's kind of what I meant. I didn't mean it to be a backhanded compliment or anything at all, because, like, there's some layers to your thought process, and I think it's very well thought out and very well executed.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's and kudos to the team down there also for being, you know, for taking it, running it, you know, putting in extra hours all the time. But, you know, we're happy to be in downtown Cary and doing something new and doing something fresh and maybe bringing a smile to people's faces as they eat the food, just simply because it is new. It is fun. It's tongue-in-cheek what we're doing down there. But again, it's keeping the community together. It's keeping our team together. And yeah, it's letting us kind of ride this out a little bit.
Well, as we're talking about your incredible food establishment there, I want to tell about the one that people don't necessarily hear about, is that's Patio Dogs, which is out back of Pharmacy. And when I say bring some really good hot dogs and hamburgers to downtown Cary, you've done it with the hamburgers down there. But the hot dogs that you guys are producing out back are pretty much on point as well.
Yeah, well, thank you. We run a hot dog kind of stand in the back of Pharmacy a couple days a week. And again, we've hired a local chef who's, you know, it's just hot dogs, but he takes pride in it. So, you know, he wants to bring you a quality hot dog. And again, local ingredients when we can, quality product in a hot dog, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, we're happy with that one too. And that brings people into Pharmacy a little bit. And, you know, just kind of a come and grab a dog, come grab a beer and find some space indoor or out.
And I think it was July 4th weekend, mm-hmm. He did some wings out there.
He did.
Wait, there are wings?
And I don't know if you've done wings since then here at Pharmacy at the Patio Dogs out back, but I was sitting here by myself.
Why does anybody invite us back?
I know, right? But I was sitting here by myself having a beer, killing some time.
True.
And Tyler comes over and chats me up for a minute, and he goes out back and comes back in and hands me a wing. And this is a full wing. I mean, it's the flat, it's the drum, it's the tip, it's the whole thing. And I break into it, and I'm going to put it in the top three wings I've ever eaten.
Foggy Bottom style, whole wing.
Yeah. As good, if not better, than Foggy Bottom wing. That was one of the best wings I've ever eaten, bar none.
Well, thank you. I'll let the chef know that
it
also.
Was, oh, I let him go. I went up there that day and told him. I'm like, you need to do this more often.
Yeah, because that was a special like homemade sauce that he made.
It was incredible.
And again, just quality local wings that we were able to get our hands on and doing them open over an open flame.
Yeah.
Just, you know, this kind of sears it all in. It those were good wings.
I think you need to do that again and advertise you're doing it.
And
I'll let Adam know.
I'm sorry. I lost you. You lost me at wings.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's enough. Tyler, thanks for letting us hang out. Thanks for bringing out the food.
Hey, happy
even,
to do it.
Even if there were no wings. You brought cookies, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, the cookies.
Sugar cookies,
on point.
So shove it, all right?
I already did. I already shoved one in my mouth.
Shove it. Tyler, thanks, man.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Have a good afternoon.
So, again, we're at the Pharmacy today in Cary, and typically, and before these unprecedented times, we would just bring people to the studio, and that's where Kevin Tindall would show up with Appalachian Mountain Brewing. And I want to clear something up, Kevin. You are of the mind that you've been on the podcast now 4 times, and this is the first time I've been on it?
3 or 4, and I think yes, at the same time.
See,
as me.
I'm going to have to go back to the archives because I'm pretty sure the first
Check
time you were on the podcast, I was here. I'm pretty sure that was the case. Oh, and the no, other times, not so much, because vacation, summertime, yeah, all that stuff.
Maybe. Yeah. So you also could be thinking about Colin.
You were.
I know you guys.
No.
Y'all had
you were with a different brewery because
Natty Greens.
I was out of town, and it was you.
That's
you,
what
it was Joe and Wayne. I remember this now.
It wasn't with A&B.
Oh, that's
it was.
It was
with Natty Greens. So there you go.
Now, I wasn't there. See, that was my first podcast I'd missed.
It all makes sense actually. Now. And especially, too, considering that I believe if I remember my time frame correctly, I think you had moved over to A&B when the Carolina Hurricanes were doing the Homegrown series.
Yes.
And you had showed up to the media boondoggle where we all got fed and we drank and stuff like that. You were serving A&B at that spot.
Yep, it is.
So I think that was the case.
Back when the beard was like only a year old.
Yeah.
As my lovely wife would say, baby beard. That's she said it was baby beard when we first met.
So when I first met you, going back to before the podcast, I was at My Way in Holly Springs and I tweeted something and you saw it. And you came over and bought me a beer. Do you remember that? We were sitting at the bar because you were with Natty's, obviously.
Yeah,
because then the next time I saw you was at Natty's, and I met what's the guy's name who used to run the place on there? that's now down in Wilmington. God, I want to draw a blank. But anyway, you introduced me to him that day. But yeah, so that's
you might be talking about Bob.
Bob, yeah, Bob High. Yeah, that's Bob it, High. Yeah. Like, why am I drawing a blank on his name? Bob High. So, so that's why I met you at the bar, because I tweeted something, you saw it, and you came over and bought me a beer.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. There's been a lot of beers since then. I'm surprised you remember.
There's been a lot of years and beer since then.
It is surprising that Wayne remembers any of that, but hey, look.
Easy, bro. I'm not that
I'm
old.
I'm just saying. You've been out
Is that an age joke or a consumption joke?
Yes. That's going to be a big, yes. That's going to just be a yes. All right, so what is new with A&B? You actually just... you handed us cans when the government cheeseburger came out of a low and hazy IPA. I'm assuming this is new.
This is brand new. Yeah, it's okay. A great place
great
to start.
Great looking can.
Thank you. Yeah. We could not be more excited about this. This is going to be a big beer for us going forward. Ironically enough, it's not a big beer. It's 4.1%.
No, it's not. It's really easy.
So low and hazy. It's funny. I have gotten some really good compliments recently from people. The flavor profile is fantastic, which I'll get into, but...
Does it come out looking like that?
Yes.
In that glass?
That's okay. Why I wanted to pour it, because you guys are drinking out of cans, and I poured one in a glass, so it is a nice haze.
Mm-hmm.
There's no mistaking about it, but the comment I've gotten already a few times is, hey, someone finally made a hazy beer that's not 6.5%, 7.5%. And I was like, thank you, Wayne. And I said, yeah, I said, this is great.
That's
super crushable.
I was going to say, that was my first observation, because had I not seen the beer, it's one of those classic things. You hand me the can, low hazy IPA. Okay, yeah, I got it in my head what it might be. But at 4.1, it is easy drinking. And as Wayne mentioned, there is a lot of flavor. But then I saw the beer in the glass. If I had seen the beer first, I would have been, I don't know. It's like a juice bomb or whatever adjective you want to use for these types of beers. That is not, it looks can be deceiving, yeah. Once again.
Definitely a lot of tropical, and it's funny, the hops, the trio
Very
of hops
dank.
That we use. So,
Very
I, tank.
Idaho 7.
Idaho 7, Azaka, Citra.
Okay.
So a really, really fantastic trio. Tropical would be a common theme between all three. Yes, definitely some dankness in there. Nathan, our head brewer, one of our co-founders, he loves to use the stone fruit description quite a bit with this too. But fantastic, fantastic beer. You guys should be seeing it on the shelves of your local bottle shops like Pharmacy. And then later down the road, Harris Teeter and Lowe's Foods and stuff, Total Wine as well. But
what else is going on? Catch us up. It's been a year.
I'll tell you what.
Since we last talked.
Let's almost said the P word. I'm not going to say it. Let's transition.
Ah, there you go.
Let's transition to in
let's
Boone.
Rotate.
Lots of I'm trying not using these buzzwords like new normal.
Oh boy.
already in the doghouse. Boone. Lots of things going on in Boone.
Okay.
We would love to have you guys come up the mountain and see us if you haven't been recently.
I was going
to
say you must be busy though, because that's everybody's MO in the pandemic.
We have had good traffic, and
okay.
Obviously trying to keep it social distancing as much as possible, and the brewery has been very, very adamant about masks and the whole nine yards, and obviously...
I mean, that's what I was curious about, because, yeah. I mean, I am the embodiment of a cliche when it comes to the phases of what people have been doing throughout stay-at-home orders and things like that. So a lot of people went out to the beach or they went out to the mountains just to get away. You couldn't
right.
leave the state or you couldn't get in a plane. So what do? You drive out, you camp, you do whatever. And I was curious how Boone had been doing versus, say, because we had gone out to Asheville a few weeks ago, and it was kind of empty, even with all the social distancing and things like that. I didn't know if Boone had been any different. It's tough to get Airbnbs out there now.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if people were actually still going out. Once they get there.
There's still some good traffic in Boone. And,
okay.
and I have gotten a few texts with pictures. Hey, I'm at the brewery. I want to let you know I'm up here. I've gotten quite a few of those. So, yes, there have definitely been people traveling in state. But, again, it hasn't been normal pre-COVID. And we've also been going through remodeling. And that's the
okay.
big thing for the brewery is that we are getting very, very close, as in we're on our last checklists. Of pieces to finish up and complete and shine and make everything look mm-hmm. nice and pretty. A brand new bar. So the old original bar is now out. We are expanding the number of taps that we have. I'll have to catch it with Nathan on exactly what that is. I think he may have said something around a 30 range. Wow. Just don't quote me. But the theme is going to be even more innovation, more small batch going forward, because we had 12 beers, 5 or 6 ciders-ish, and especially with us doing the cider thing, we always have to have the cider on tap.
Yeah.
People have become accustomed to expecting when they go to A&B to get cider, and rightfully so. Our ciders, I will not make any bones about it, are damn good. They really are. So when you have 4 or 5 lines, maybe sometimes 6 on a really big day, tied up with ciders, it kind of limits, you know, what you can do. So we have some additional tanks. We've renovated some of the breweries or some of the brewery footprints, specifically back of the house type stuff. And then some of the front of the house with the bar and all that is going to be, it's going to be fantastic. So I have not seen any of the renovation outside of pictures that Nathan has sent, because I've been here in the Triangle. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing it when it's done.
So one of the things that you guys were known for was throwing some great events and great parties and at the brewery.
Yeah.
Obviously that hadn't been able to happen. How did you guys kind of shift during this time? Like during this past probably 6 months, like what's been the biggest difference for you as far as what you're seeing coming out of the brewery?
So funny for us, so we have done some virtual events.
Yeah.
So it was April. We were able to start this pretty quickly, but it was beginning mid-April. We did a concert series. I think it was once a week for 4 weeks, once every other week for 5 or 6 weeks, something like that. And we were raising money for the restaurant industry, especially since so many people had just, at the drop of a hat, of course, lost their jobs. Yeah. And we did a lot of some virtual events because people have known us for music events, especially open mic night and stuff like that. So we did that, broadcast it on Facebook Live, and it was pretty successful. So
yeah, but as
that's
far
one
as,
of the ways.
As far as your beers, like how did that change? Because obviously we all lost taproom business.
Yeah.
We all had to start throwing more stuff in cans.
Yeah, so fortunately for us, we already had a good off-premise presence. So mm-hmm. for us, we weren't immune. We did lose a few of the smaller batch type stuff like cream. Cream was going to be year-round. Cream got the axe. Unfortunately for our Spodey fans out there, Spodeyote has also been put on the shelf for a while.
Will cream come back?
Cream at some point will come back.
In nitro form?
It was already in nitro form. Yes, it was. Yeah, still being nitro.
Adam's eyes lit up.
That's such a great beer, man.
Nitro form.
It's such a nice beer.
It's too good in nitro form not to go to just straight.
Spodey will come back, right?
Spodey, I think we'll try to do something with Spodey down the line.
Okay.
Again, I'm not sure how it's going to look. Low and Hazy is kind of taking that spot of Spodey, because Spodey really could have been called a sessionable IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It was 5.2% Citra.
That was a fan.
And Amarillo, yeah, it was a fantastic beer, but you guys know just as well as I do, the pale ale category has just been decimated over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that look at a pale ale and immediately look to the left or to the right.
Interesting.
So.
Interesting. And how much of that, I mean, I guess we can broach this topic, because it's been an interesting year for A&B, given that if I have my news correctly, what is it? The original parent company got gobbled up by Anheuser-Busch, right?
So I'll give you a quick timeline. Almost 2 years ago in October, we joined, A&B joined Craft Brew Alliance.
Yeah, the Alliance, yeah,
so,
right.
So Kona, Widmer, Red Hook, which around here we only see Kona and Omission, which was born out of the Widmer Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see a little bit of Red Hook.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Red Hook around anymore?
A
little bit. Yeah, Red Hook, like a lot of the other legacy brands, has come on tougher times.
Yeah.
But then, yes, AB did make an offer to CBA last year.
Okay.
And that has not closed yet.
Okay, gotcha.
So, I mean, a lot of that stuff is public knowledge as far as two publicly traded companies, because CBA is publicly traded. So, I mean, it's supposed to, you know, close at some point this year.
And the reason why I bring it up is that I'm assuming for y'all, it's just business as usual while all this is going on in the background, right? You guys are making decisions that are for A&B.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yep, yeah, we're still business as usual moving forward. And, you know, after the close, then we'll take it from there and see what you know, if there is a new direction, what it is, and go from there.
Gotcha.
So back to the beer. We have Low and Hazy. Did you bring anything else, or are we only talking Low and Hazy today?
We've got Blonde on tap. Although, before I jump in the Blonde, I will say there is a cool sweepstakes going on with Low and Hazy. Are you guys familiar with Glamping Unplugged? Have you ever heard of
it? I'm familiar with glamping, but not Glamping Unplugged.
So this is pretty neat. There is a Low and Hazy Sunset Sweepstakes. It's okay. Two nights with the Glamping Unplugged, which is based out of Boone. They are basically, it's a super fancy tent.
The yurts.
Yeah, to me, yeah, it actually looks like a yurt. I'd say, you know, it's a really fancy looking bungalow as well. But it's nestled, you know, sometimes depending on which one you get, maybe on like a little creek up in the mountains. It's super, super cool. Oh. And that is part of a sweepstakes that we are doing, that someone is going to win two nights there, along with an A&B hammock by Alpine Leisure, which is a North Carolina company as well. And then a Molly bag, which is a utility bag. Or if you're Zach Galifianakis, it's a satchel. Satchel. Yeah. Shout out to one of my fellow NC State brethren, obviously, along with Joe. That's from Suga, which is also in Boone. And those Molly bags are made by hand.
Oh, so where do people need to go to get on this?
So what you have to do is share your best sunset picture and tag it at Appalachian Mount Brewery and use the hashtag AMB. That is, if you're phonetically inclined, Alpha Mike Bravo Sunset Sweeps. That is hashtag AMB Sunset Sweeps.
I'm actually looking at the Glamping Unplugged. They're not yurts. They're actually geodesic domes.
Yeah.
These are very, very fancy.
Yeah. But like igloos?
It kind of looks like an igloo. I mean, yeah. They look like they it looks like you should be on Mars.
Yeah,
actually.
Okay.
With the geodesic domes, but no Wi-Fi, no electricity, no plumbing.
Hence the unplugged.
Hence the unplugged.
That's why you have a creek out there.
You will have lighting, a fan, a toilet, a cooler, comfort, and privacy. Everything you need for a successful adventure, even for the novice greenback camping, has finally been simplified. My personal favorite is what we provide. The first bullet point, an Instagram worthy experience, which, you know what,
there you go,
truth in advertising, man, because a lot of reasons why people go out and do things these days to do it
even
for
though
the gram.
There's no Wi-Fi.
Well, you take the pictures and you post later. Okay. You could be like my brother, you know how
hashtag
many things?
Latergram.
That's he doesn't even use hashtag Latergram anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's so
2000 later. Late, man.
This is coming from someone who doesn't use Instagram.
It has its uses. No
doubt.
Yeah, like
no
you can doubt. Win a Glamping Unplugged.
That's
experience.
Right.
And then you can show off the pictures, so you're good to go. Yeah. So, you mentioned the Blonde that was on tap. I'm assuming that's like your number one.
Number two behind Longleaf.
Okay.
Longleaf is still number one.
Oh, okay.
That is the horse that pulls the cart. It's kind of the way I describe that, because the cart doesn't move without Longleaf.
Without Longleaf, okay.
Yes. That is one of our original beers, but Blonde is as well. Again, for those who have known us for a long time, which we've been open now for 7.5 years, mm-hmm. Originally called Honey Badger, mm-hmm. but we took home gold at GABF almost 3 years ago for Blonde. And it is a big beer for us. It's our second best selling beer, so obviously there is a lot to it. Has honey and orange zest, mm-hmm. And funny enough, with the honey tie in, that's a good segue. Are you guys familiar with Bee Downtown?
Yes,
the company. Yeah, Lee Catherine. I think WRL awarded her Woman of the Year last year.
Yes, I believe that was part of the Viewer's Choice Awards, yeah. And various other things that we do. Yeah, she was. I think she was named that. Yeah.
Yeah. Fellow graduate of NC State as well.
They're everywhere.
Yes, they are, especially around here. We partnered with those guys last year, and okay. We have two hives that we sponsor. So their business plan model, in a nutshell, is they install and maintain beehives in urban environments. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the beehive population has, or the honeybee population specifically, has gone down in recent years, and they're working to improve it. And it's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. We actually get honey from it. So we've got some honey that we want to brew a special batch of blonde with.
Nice.
So it's very, very neat. Would encourage people to check those guys out because they do a lot of great things.
I was told, though, that GABF awards don't really matter much to Redditors and their memes, you know? I'm just saying.
Yeesh.
It's just one of the Reddit people know better, Adam.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, they do.
The end all be all.
Well, for context purposes, because we haven't brought it up yet, I was bored scrolling, and I was on Reddit, and on the Raleigh Reddit there was an image that was making the rounds.
It's the King of the Hill meme.
Is it? Oh, that's right. So it's got Bobby, right? That's the kid.
Yes.
And he's holding up a sign that says, "Just because it's local doesn't mean it's good," and then it's got one of the characters saying, if those brewers could read, they'd be very upset. So the brewers include Trophy, Fortnite, Crank Arm, Fungi's, and Mason Jar, which I thought was hilarious. And that's why I had to send it to you. I'm like, oh, look.
Joe just likes the heat getting off him on social media.
Oh, yeah, that's oh, yeah.
The,
for
see,
sure.
But, see, the way I would view that is, though, it's much like in the radio business. It's not good if you're not being discussed.
Hey, so I told the guys on Monday, I was like, look, man, I'd rather be talked about than...
The worst thing that can happen to you is that people aren't even... It's like the old Mad Men meme from Don Draper. It's like, I don't even think about you at all. Mm. Like, if that's the case, ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
But they're Thanos. Thinking about you. They're thinking about you.
Yeah.
Any publicity is good publicity, right?
I guess. especially from Reddit.
I use that as a way to kind of pivot to the ultimate point when you brought up the GABF. It's like, I feel it's kind of interesting, and you will drive, you know, you're back and forth, obviously. You're back in Boone, you're back here, you know the area, you go to enough bottle shops, you know what's going on. I don't want to say that North Carolina is like the very best, but the people who are like of the attitude like, well, we only like it because it's local, and they're remembering these beer epiphanies that they might have had in California or in Colorado, it might not be the same experience for you because that's when you first discover these types of things. But like, let's not front about what's taking place in the state. There's some damn good beer that's being made in the state, and it's recognized at the GABFs.
Yeah. And the same could be said conversely.
Yeah.
Just because it's hard to get or you can't get it here doesn't mean it's good. What happens when those highly sought after beers become
readily available
yeah. in North Carolina, and then they leave the state and nobody cares?
Yeah.
Because it's happened in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
To some really excellent beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But when it's available, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. It's funny how that stuff works.
Fortunately, I don't see as much of that anymore. It's definitely still out there. I just don't see as much of it as I did 5-6 years ago.
Of you don't see that much of
that attitude that we're describing. I don't see as much of it. It's still there. I just don't think it's as prevalent.
It's still there. I think if I can
prevalence.
Act like, hey guys, another phrase we need to use. We're all in this together.
Oh yeah. Together we were going to see this through.
We collectively, all of us, kind of came through the same parts of our beer journey together.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Like,
we're all around the same age. We've all kind of discovered craft beer around the same time or started getting into it around the same time.
Because people who are younger,
in college,
people who are less, I guess, into their beer journey.
My 25-year-old brother will never experience the, like, getting out of North Carolina before Pop the Cap happened and being introduced to all different kinds of beer.
Sure.
And that's when you go like, oh my goodness, there's this whole other world that exists to you that never existed here, that sort of thing. For him, his time at NC State, you know where he got to go? All these craft breweries.
Right.
When I was at NC State, it wasn't like that back in the late 90s, early 2000s. So.
Yeah. But we all had those times where we'd poo-poo on certain breweries. Then at some point you're like, wait a minute, this stuff's actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason it's around. There's a reason they're in business.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. And like Wayne and I talk, look, I don't need you to like every one of my beers.
Well,
I need you to like one of them.
You guys have been doing
that's what I need you to like.
Kevin, you mentioned it. What is it? A&B has been 7.5 years?
7.5.
I mean, you're around for 7.5 years for a reason. You guys are making good stuff.
Several GABF medals.
Yep. Yeah, so Blonde won gold 1 year. Then the very next year, Lager took home gold. and Not an IPA took home silver in the American IPA category, so which is at this point the most ruthless category at GABF is the because everyone submits their American IPA.
So, IPA. So we went over the new low and hazy, the core that's still getting it done. What can we look forward to as the year enters fall and winter?
So for a lot of people, definitely low and hazy is kind of the big thing. Mm-hmm. And again, we're, I think you had maybe mentioned when y'all were chatting with Mike and Adam the other day at Crank Arm that y'all weren't making an Oktoberfest at Mason Jar this year. Right. And we're not some of our traditional fall beers that you're going to see or that you might see. We're not going to see, in our case, the Oktoberfest as well. You will see Porter. Porter will come out in October. So that's fantastic. We've had a lot of people asking about that.
My wife loves that beer.
Yeah, thank you. And for those,
it's a beer for girls. That's not what I meant.
Wow,
it's not what I meant. It's a great beer.
It is a fantastic beer. Black gold for our old longstanding fans. And then if you are up around Boone, we are going to release Yosef up the mountain. I think App's first football game is this weekend. I believe they told me it's against Charlotte. So you can go up the mountain and get that. It will not be available throughout the state this year. So Yosef is a golden ale.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that is.
So you got a lager, you got a blonde ale, and there's a golden ale available.
Yeah, Yosef is their toughie.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
And I remember.
Actually, that's right. I remember that now. That's right.
Actually, I remember the last time we talked about
Yosef. Because y'all had nice looking cans for that.
No, it's an amazing can.
Yeah.
Yosef, last time it came up, actually, we were here recording a podcast last fall, and y'all had it here at the pharmacy. And I remember I took a picture of it before the start of the football season, and I immediately got, because App State fans, man, they'll let you, like, the first rule about App State football is talking about, like, you have to, like, let people know you went to App State. App State people love to, did you know they had an anniversary the other day? It was the anniversary of the Michigan win.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
They love talking about that.
Hey, remember that time we beat Michigan? Like, yeah, dude, no, we know. We remember. You won't let us forget that time you beat Michigan. Okay.
NC State fans, take note. He doesn't just hate NC State.
No.
He hates App State,
no,
too.
No. I love App State. I love going to Boone, man. I kind of miss the because Adam and I.
It's my favorite place to watch football
Gold,
games.
Gold and I, we would take our opportunity. We would take the show to Boone. Yeah. For like a Thursday night game and, you know, sometime in October, early November. And I love going up there, man. The weather's,
it's a great environment.
Gorgeous. It's an amazing environment. I want to see the renovations too because they got rid of the track at the football stadium. But I remember I took a picture of Yosef from here and my Twitter immediately was like, wait, what, pharmacy, is that Carrie? Okay, like, how many did they have? You know, because they wanted to get their tall boys of Yosef. So that's only available up there?
Only available in Boone. And with COVID and then not just COVID, but obviously the football season specifically, it's been really hard to make
a decision
on what to do with that. So
yeah.
we've just been trying to play it by ear as long as we could with, you know, a tentative plan in place if football does happen. And obviously we're at least going to get a start to the season.
Yeah.
And we're going to roll out with it up in Boone.
Is it going to be in cans?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it'll be available in cans.
Well, a lot of people who are making their trip out there, they'll be bringing some back. There will be a football season. I can guarantee you that. I can't guarantee you the amount of games that will be played.
There you go.
We're going to have a national champion that's played like 8 times or something like that. You know,
it's going to be old school. Like it's going to come down.
We're going to have. It's going to be awesome
results.
Because we're going to have like 8.
Can't wait for spring football.
We should have a 919 beer college football top 25. Just because.
There you go.
It's just
when do we do it?
We can name
April.
Yeah, but we can name our own national champion. It's just as valid as any other national champion this year.
Can't wait.
Why the hell not? I'm all for that. Well, Kevin, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for introducing us to this new beer from A&B. It's awesome. And thank you for staying awake after the hamburger.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, appreciate the time, guys, as always, and great seeing y'all.
I'll wrap it up for this edition of the 919 Beer Podcast. What do we got coming up next week?
I think we're still solidifying.
Is it another ranch water extravaganza?
No, it's not.
No,
it's
not going to be the case.
I mean, we can do that anytime. But.
Oh, apparently, I forgot. Somebody had sent this to us. Somebody's actually making now a sparkling water that's called ranch water. I was like, really? This is why we can't have nice things. Mm. Can't have nice things. So I don't know where we're going to be next week, but we're going to be doing a podcast. In the meantime, check out the old podcast. 5 stars only. We accept nothing else. We'll see y'all then.
Cheers.
You've been listening to the 919 Beer Podcast with hosts Joe Ovius, Adam Eshbaugh, and Wayne Holt. Don't forget, there are many ways you can listen to this podcast, including streaming at WRALSportsFan.com, the WRAL Sports Fan app. And you can also subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, and TuneIn. This podcast also airs Saturday mornings at 8 on Buzz Sports Radio. Thanks again for listening to the 919 Beer Podcast.